I suppose it's significant in the context of Project Ireland 2040 and the plans the government have for future growth. So Sligo has been named as a regional centre, and this highlights the fact that Sligo is probably rightly an important regional centre, but also it has the capacity for growth. So the Sligo Labour catchment is the second largest after Galway in the Western region, and that's up from 10 years earlier when we did the report, when it was in third place. And I suppose really what it's saying is that there's over 20,000 workers living in the catchment of Sligo, as opposed to the town within the town boundary. And that is a real significant labour supply source for existing employers and new employers. And therefore, there's greater capacity for the centre and the catchment to grow.
So how much do you think this catchment area could grow further in the next 10 years?
Well, I suppose that depends on a lot of factors and a lot of different government policies. But certainly, another finding of the report shows that actually throughout the Western region, there is very little change in the capacity of the larger, in the actual growth of the larger centres compared to rural areas. And this maybe ties in with the government policy of needing to concentrate growth in centres as opposed to dispersed growth. The key thing here is that nothing really significant will happen unless policy is implemented to support it.
Now, you say over 20,000 people are now working in that Sligo catchment area. Do you have any idea of what the age group of these people are? Because normally people of a younger age would probably head more towards places like Dublin.
That's right. And certainly the age profile of smaller rural centres across the region would be older for that reason. However, when you look at the report, and this is detailed, there's a detailed Sligo chapter in the report, it's clear that the age profile of those living in the Sligo town labour catchment is quite young, and it's actually the third youngest of the seven labour catchments we've discussed in the report.